Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guests on this edition are blazing a new trail in how social networking and relationship technology can work for entrepreneurs around the globe. Audrey Reinders and Marian Freischen are the co-founders of eFactor. This is a fast-growing, vibrant online community and virtual marketplace designed for entrepreneurs. With over 750,000 members in just their first year, eFactor, which by the way stands for Entrepreneurial Factor, has proven to fulfill a need in the world of entrepreneurs. With both online tools and resources as well as physical events and eFactor lounges, real-world relationships can be maintained and built in the virtual community they've created. Joining us on the line from their offices in Chicago are Audrey and Marian, the founders of eFactor. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much, David. It's nice to be here.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having us.
You both have an extensive and impressive career in technology, finance, international business, and so forth over a number of years. Why did you decide to start eFactor, and where did the original inspiration come from?
Perhaps I can answer that question, David. The three of us, Roland Reinders, Marian Freischen, and myself, are serial entrepreneurs. We have a long career of building companies. And after we wrote the book The N Factor, which is about networking, we decided to write a book on entrepreneurship. And while we were doing research for the book, we came to the conclusion that there was no global network for entrepreneurs. So that's basically the start of the eFactor as a community.
When you first looked at the idea to start eFactor, how did you arrive at a model, this unique and unusual model that combines the live lounges with the virtual community?
That really came about because we started to look at what we as entrepreneurs ourselves would actually use. We had a look around, as Audrey said, on the internet and did our research and discovered that there's many tools for entrepreneurs, but there's nothing that really combines two critical elements. First of all, the fact that as an entrepreneur, you're too busy to really try and find information on the internet if it's not located in one central spot. So that's the first element that we added to the eFactor. And secondly, we also decided that as entrepreneurs, you do not do business with people that you don't trust, and you don't trust people that you've never met. So meeting people, the online versus the offline aspect for us was a very critical element that we always felt would form the foundation of eFactor.
The social networking space is indeed a competitive one, and you're now celebrating more than 750,000 members. I'm curious, why do you think you've been able to attract so many members in such a short amount of time?
In the first place, we approached it not from a technology angle, and you probably know that most communities are built by technology or new media people.
Yes.
This community is built by entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs recognize other entrepreneurs. And I think that's the basis of our growth, and that's the basis of what people trust. As Marian mentioned before, it's a matter of trust. And there are so many people writing books and on entrepreneurship and coaching and whatever, and they have never been an entrepreneur, and people recognize that. They can see in the effect that it's built by entrepreneurs.
I just wanted to add a little piece to that, because I think Audrey is absolutely right. People do recognize that it's by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. But I also think, of course, we do have a fairly extensive network, which is a great start to building a social community on a global scale. And we're ambitious people. We don't build things that are just local, and we didn't see the point of having a local community only, because that quickly runs into problems with sustainability and continuation, and we're building this for the long term.
You have built an international social network. Has it been challenging to create a social network for entrepreneurs in such diverse environments, or at the end of the day, are entrepreneurs' needs more or less the same everywhere? I'm curious on your thoughts.
No, in the first place, I think that entrepreneurs are more or less the same. I think it's in your genes to be an entrepreneur. There are differences by country. If you look at a country like Holland, for example, it's a small country, and when you like to do business, you have to go outside. So there's a difference by country. We are in 150 countries now, but we focus from a marketing perspective on five countries, the US, Germany, Holland, UK, and India. And we will add country by country if necessary, but that's where our focus is now. And we will grow our bases in those countries because we also have to add events in those countries. We also have to add lounges in those countries. So it's quite an operation to get it going.
We're visiting with Andre Reinders and Marian Freischen. They're the co-founders of eFactor. That stands for Entrepreneurial Factor. That website, www.efactor.com. Let's shift gears. You're launching the eFactor Biz Exchange. Tell us, what is Biz Exchange and how exactly does it work?
Well, one of the things that we have always felt with eFactor is that it needed to bring extra value to members, for busy entrepreneurs to take a role and to be part of this community. And one of the very best things you can do for entrepreneurs is obviously help them build their business. And the Biz Exchange answers that question. We had a look at the market and decided that there are a lot of corporates that are looking for short-term project workers, or they're even looking for software products to help them solve a problem. And obviously the eFactor member, the typical profile of an eFactor member, is a smaller business that can probably answer that question but doesn't normally have the chance to find the corporate at the right time. So the Biz Exchange answers both sides of this question. It provides a location where corporates can place those requests for either personnel, for skills, for talent, or for products, and eFactor members can bid on those projects that the corporates have posted, so that it actually helps drive revenue to our eFactor members.
We know that, particularly in the U.S., health insurance is a big issue for small business owners and entrepreneurs. eFactor has launched a campaign to help bring and deliver health insurance solutions to this population. Tell us about your program and how it's working.
The eFactor health insurance is something that we're actually very proud of. We recognize that for entrepreneurs, particularly, as you say, David, in the U.S., it is difficult to get a good health insurance, but also a health insurance that's affordable, that you can use not only for your family, but you can extend it to your employees if you wanted to. So we actually took about, I would say, about 6 months and looked around at various packages, various providers, until we found one that we felt fitted very well with the eFactor model, and that is that whilst you can do everything online, there is somebody at the end of the phone if you need assistance and support. And this particular provider, Access Health, that we're working with is backed by Transamerica. So it is a truly top-notch plan, but it starts at $99 a month. And for that amount, you almost cannot afford not to be insured. As an entrepreneur, your health is absolutely critical, not just for you, but for your entire company and your business success. So we felt that adding something like health insurance for entrepreneurs with specific policies that take into account that you need to be able to close them quickly, they need to be available to everybody, you can't be denied, those kind of elements are very important. That's what we've gone out and searched for and found and added to the eFactor.
Thank you for that. We're sitting in July of 2009. A global recession still looms. All entrepreneurs need capital, regardless of the stage of business they're in. Does eFactor have a way to help small businesses finance their business needs?
Funding is one of the pillars we have created to help entrepreneurs. And we started from the beginning attracting VCs, angel investors, to join the eFactor and make their knowledge and their money, not to forget, available for the entrepreneurs. And this week we will launch a new product where we will add 4,400 investors to our community, which makes the chance of finding money a lot bigger than it is today. And we expect a lot of entrepreneurs using that facility in the next couple of weeks.
Fabulous. One of the most original and intriguing features of eFactor, of course, are the e-lounges, this concept of having live events happen in lounges across the globe. What are e-lounges, and how does this model work to serve your membership?
Marion?
Sure. Again, it comes back to wanting to create an environment where people can meet online and then continue their discussions and actually meet face-to-face offline. But it also, David, plays into the growing trend that particularly starting entrepreneurs do not want to get a contract or hire a location for a longer period of time. They're much more used to working in flex offices or find a space just to sit down and work. And we've, throughout our journey over the last years, we've sat in so many Starbucks. It's unbelievable how many cups of coffee we've had in a Starbucks trying to have a decent business conversation with this person on the other side of the table.
Sure.
But it's not the right environment to do business in. Even if you feel, you know, you're discussing a topic which is not confidential and you don't mind being overheard, it's actually very difficult to hear your partner because of the noise in the background, et cetera, et cetera. It's distracting. So part of the idea with the eFactor lounges was that we needed to create an area where people can actually come together and meet other eFactor members. But secondly, also a good working environment. So we went out and looked for partners that provided the facilities where we could host the eFactor lounges. And now we've got over 150 lounges around the US and globally where our members can actually walk in, sit down, have a Wi-Fi, have all the facilities, and take it a level further. They can actually there hire a conference room or a meeting room if they have a confidential discussion that they want to have without sitting in an open area. So that's the eFactor lounges. It adds to that ability to meet people online, decide that you actually have something in common and you want to take it further, and then use the eFactor lounges to set that up.
Finally, I know that you have a schedule of global events coming up. Tell us about the kinds of live events you're producing and where we can learn more about them.
Well, Audrey is our event manager, so I'm sure he can answer that question. It's one of the seven titles we all have.
Exactly.
Exactly what I wanted to say. So we have an event coming up tonight in New York about do-it-yourself PR. Many entrepreneurs don't know all the tools you have available to do your own PR and not spend a lot of money on external advisors. We have an event in Atlanta coming up in August about real estate and building your business in real estate. This is an interesting time, as you know, to build a portfolio in real estate. We have in September an event coming up in Chicago about hospitality industry, restaurants, catering, etc. We have events coming up on fashion and entrepreneurship. We have events coming up on technology in Berlin. In Amsterdam, we have a big event coming up by a famous designer on design. So we have a lot of different topics with interesting speakers and always local entrepreneurs in the panel that adds to the entrepreneurship spirit.
And for more information, obviously, one can go to www.efactor.com for a schedule of all the live events. Is there a charge to be a member of eFactor?
eFactor is free of charge. And on top of free of charge membership, let me make it very clear, you can browse the whole site being a free of charge member. And then on top of the free of charge membership, we have the premium membership starting at $3 a month per person that allows you to have access to the events, as many as you want. You have questions for coaches that are free of charge. Coaches will help you in setting up your business. We have an additional group of investors that is you have access to, and it goes up to $99 a month for premium members. And that gives you access to the lounges, for example, worldwide, in the U.S., in Beijing, in Amsterdam, all over the place. You have access to the events, of course. You have access to a concierge service. You have access to hotels and discounts. You have access to 2,000 golf courses. So it's a whole package of benefits we offer for our premium members.
What a delight to have you both on the program. eFactor is the company, the website www.efactor.com. We've been visiting with Audrey Reinders and Marion Friesen. They're the co-founders of eFactor. Again, that website www.efactor.com. And thank you for the work you're doing on behalf of small business and entrepreneurs.
Thank you, David.
You're very welcome.
Glad to be here.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.